Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 41 of our 50 days of Shavuot, counting the Omer, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 41, Yeshua, the door gate. John 10:9. I am the gate. If someone enters through me, he will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. Matthew 7:13-14. Go in through the narrow gate, for the gate that leads to destruction is wide, and the road broad, and many travel it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Compare Luke 13:24-27 and note the reasons for entrance into the two ways. See also the destinies here in Matthew 25:46, John 5:28-29, and Galatians 6:7-8. Up to physical death, destruction can be canceled by repentance, and life can be canceled by sin, Genesis 2:17, Ezekiel 18:4, and Romans 8:12-3. Again, I would like you to recommend that you actually buy our book, 50 Days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua, because you can really use it anytime during the year, as well as Shavuot, because I have a lot of other reference scriptures that I can't cover during these podcasts. The straight gate is an allusion to strict observance of the golden rule, Matthew 7:12, and to repentance on walking in the Christian or messianic way of life to the end of the narrow way. Matthew 7:12, always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That sums up the teaching of the Torah and the prophets. The golden rule can be found in Jewish writings as early as the apocryphal book of Tobit, 3rd century BCE. What you hate, do to no one, Tobit 4:15. Similar sayings are attributed to Isocrates, Aristotle, and Confucius. Rabbi Hillel expressed it in the generation before Yeshua, a famous passage in the Talmud comparing Hillel with his contemporary Shammai tells a story. A pagan came before Shammai and said to him, "Make me a proselyte, but on condition that you teach me the entire Torah while I am standing on one foot." Shammai drove him off with the builder's measuring rod, which he had in his hand. When he appeared before Hillel, the latter told him, "What is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. That is the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go and learn it." Shabbat 31a. The Golden Rule paraphrases Leviticus 19:18, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself," which Yeshua called the second greatest commandment, Mark 12:38-31. Some apologists for Judaism see superiority in Hillel's negative form of the golden rule, "Do not do to others," as over Yeshua's positive form, "Do unto others." One was a well-known Jewish writer, Echad Ha'am. The point seems to be that others may not react as you do, so that it is unkind and possibly unjust to treat them as you would yourself. But one could take the opposite tack. The goal is to treat people as they want to be treated, and this is a better stated as a positive command. Logically, there is no substantive difference between the forms. The spirit of the golden rule can emerge from either. Likewise, its spirit can be quenched by tedious and tenacious arguments. For wide is the gate and broad is the way, an allusion to careless, sinful way of life of the wicked, indicating that it is easier to be revengeful and covetousness, to take advantage of another, to enrich self rather than to walk according to the golden rule, leadeth to destruction. This way of life leads to destruction, which does not actually come until the end of the road. Romans 6:16-23, Romans 8:12-13. Galatians 5:19-21, and 6:7-8, and Hebrews 9:27. The reason is that destruction can be canceled by turning from sin to God, Acts 26:18. Psalm 118:19-22, "Open the gates of righteousness for me. I will enter them and thank Yah." This is the gate of Adonai, the righteous can enter it. I am thanking you because you answered me. You became my salvation. The very rock that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Revelation 21:24-27. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. Its gates will never close. They stay open all day because night will not exist there. And the honor and splendor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure may enter it, nor anyone who does shameful things or lies. The only one who can enter are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 22:14-15. How blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they have the right to eat from the tree of life and go through the gates into the city. Outside are the homosexuals, those involved with the occult and with drugs, the sexually immoral, murderers, idol worshippers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. John 10:7-18. So Yeshua said to them again, Yes, indeed, I tell you that I am the gate for the sheep. All those who have come before me have been thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. If someone enters through me, he will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come so that they may have life, life in its fullest measure. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, since he isn't a shepherd and the sheep aren't his own, sees the wolf coming, abandons the sheep, and runs away. Then the wolf drags them off and scatters them. The hired worker behaves like this because that's all he is, a hired worker. So it doesn't matter to him what happens to the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life on behalf of the sheep. Also, I have other sheep which are not from this pen. I need to bring them in, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it away from me. On the contrary, I lay it down of my own free will. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This is what my Father commanded me to do. Commentary, Jewish New Testament commentary. I lay down my life. No one takes it from me. On the contrary, I lay it down for my own free will. Yeshua was neither the victim nor the perpetrator of any Passover plot, but was the fulfiller of God's eternal plan that the eternal world, Word, John 1:1-2, humbled himself by taking human form and dying for the sins of humanity, John 1:14, Philippians 2:6-11. Yeshua's several predictions of his impending death for this purpose, here in John 23:36 and 13:33 and 16:28, Matthew 10:28, 16:21, 17:22-23, and Matthew 20:17-19, and parallel passages in Mark and Luke, as well as Tanakh passages indicating that the Messiah would die and be resurrected, Isaiah 53:1-12 and Psalm 16:8-11, provide ample proof. I have the power to take it up again. It is the Father who raised up Yeshua, Romans 8:11. But according to this verse, Yeshua had the power, even in death, to resurrect himself. Write down your personal thoughts of Yeshua, the gate, and the door. Blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 42 days, which is 5 weeks and 7 days. I'm sorry, let me correct that. Today is 41 days, 5 weeks, and 6 days of the counting of the Omer. The Merciful One, may He return to us the service of the temple in its place speedily in our days. Amen, Selah, in Yeshua's name. Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.